Father Lombardi, at the meeting with representatives of society in Rio today, the Holy Father's speech was extremely rich and covered so many different aspects. One in particular struck me, and that was his definition of leadership and, out of that, responsibility. If I may read it and then ask you to comment. Leadership, he says, means making the most just decision after considering all the options from the standpoint of personal responsibility and concern for the common good.
Yes, the Pope stresses continuously the responsibility that everyone has in a community, in a society, in the church. Everyone has his contribution to give, has his word to say, and it is important for the richness of the common enterprise and for the life of the entire community. But obviously there is also the need of someone that helps the process to come to a certain synthesis, a certain unity, listening to the contribution and accepting the positive aspects of all the contribution that are coming from different parts of the society or the community. And therefore the Pope stresses continuously the culture of the encounter. We have to encounter as persons, as groups, and accept the positive contribution that the other has to give to us. We have to listen really to what the other says to us, and then we can come to something that is more than our single contribution, because it's the synthesis at the higher level. But the leadership is the capacity to help this process with respect, with attention for every contribution. And I think that the Pope has this in mind also as he speaks of synodality in the Church in connection with his service of Petrine minister, that is the service of the primate, that is something at the service of the unity and of the process of the going on of the way of the entire community of the Church. That is something that has no one leader alone, but the participation, active participation of all the members. Also in the speech to the Bishop of the Brazil, there is exactly a part about this. He says we don't need a leader alone, but we need the contribution of all the capacity of dialogue to build a common way for the Church.
It's a very strong message for church, for political leaders, for society as a whole. We've been watching the Pope for many days. We've watched him smiling and reaching out and engaging with people. We're watching from a distance. You see him from a little closer than we do. How is Pope Francis? How is he reacting to all of this?
He is always very attentive. He has an incredible capacity of attention, of memory, of recognizing the person, of greeting them. Everyone feels to be in his specific attention. If he meets your eyes, then you feel that you are in dialogue with someone that desire to understand and to listen to you and to say to you something concrete. I have seen him very near in the meeting with the prisoners, and also on the stage during the Via Crucis. The attention with which he has watched to the monitor, to follow the different stations of the Way of the Cross was impressive, always very attentive, very concentrated. But then he can have an incredible smile. So this morning, as the little girl came from behind, and he saw them around him. It was a wonderful smile on his face.